Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Basra Mem Zayin. We are holding four lines off the top of the Amud. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Uman Ein Lecha Zaka. So the other day we learned that an Uman, who is a craftsman, an expert, a professional, a mechanic, a dry cleaner, a tailor, right? He happens to be in possession of your item. He can't just claim ownership because it's known, it's very well known that he got it within the context of his profession. Uman ein lechazok. But ben Uman, what about the son of this Uman? And Rashbam says, Kegoyin she'in ha-ben Uman. We're speaking that the son is not really picking up his father's, but he didn't pick up his father's expertise. So basically, he's a regular, ordinary person. And if he has your item, ben Uman, yesh lechazok, he can claim ownership based on possession. I'm going to see soon exactly how and when. So the Uman himself, no, but his son, yes. Likewise, Aris ein lechazaka, a sharecropper who's known to be working in your field and your property. If he takes over the property, he can't just walk away and claim the property as his, because it's well known that how he got there. He's an Aris. Aris ein lechazaka. Aval ben Aris yesh lechazaka. But his own son, should he claim ownership, it's a valid claim because he's not an Aris. And finally, Gazlan, a robber, a person who's known to be a violent fellow, etc. So he himself, Uben Gazlan, and likewise his son, if he should claim that he got it from his father, it's worthless, it's meaningless. It does not denote ownership. We know how he got it. He's a robber. But Ben Benay Shel Gazlan, but his grandson, that's different. Yesh lechazaka, in this case, he can claim ownership. Asks the Gemara. So we have the Uman, no, his son, yes. Aris, no, his son, yes. Gazlan and his son, no, but his grandson, yes. Hechidami. What are these sons claiming? How is this proceeding? Well, what's going on? Ida asu betanosa davoin. If all they're saying is, look, our fathers gave it to us. We have no idea how we got it. So even the first two, the Aris's son and the Uman's son, if all he claims is that he got it from his father, that's not a taina, that's not a valid claim. True, you have a chazaka, but that's a chazaka she'ein imo tana, says the Rashbam. Because the father himself doesn't have a claim to ownership. Because he's a professional, because he's an expert, he's a mechanic, he's an aris. So if you're coming on account of your father, if your claim is based on your father's claim, it's not worth much. Okay, so perhaps they're not coming based on their father. They have their own personal claim. The son of the aris claims to the owner, look, I bought it from you directly. So if that's the case, we understand why it works. But then, why is a Gazlan? Why is the son of a Gazlan any different? He's not basing his claim on his father's ownership. He's claiming that there was a personal deal between him himself and the owner of this property. Afil ben Gazlan Nami. Says the Malitzricha, apparently we're speaking to Kamri Edim, that all these children are basing their claims on their father. But the claim is like this. The Kamri Edim, we have witnesses, b'faneinu hoideloi, that are testifying to us that in fact the known owner of this property or this car or the suit, whatever, has admitted. This fellow who's now brewing up this trouble, who's claiming ownership, who's challenging this fellow, he himself had admitted, had conceded to their father that in fact he sold it to them. So let's break it down. So when it comes to the son of an Aris, or the son of an Uman, yeah, we can assume that it's actually valid, right? When these kids come and tell us that their father purchased it from you, because look, you yourself admitted, and hoydas ba'aldin kimei edim dami, right? The edim saw you admit, but the son of a gazlan, even if the former owner of this property was seen conceding, being moided to the gazlan, it doesn't mean much. Perhaps he was just scared for his life. He was intimidated by the Gazlan, so it doesn't amount to much. Right? So Hanach. Hanach ikal amei makushta ka'amri. So the other ones, the Aris's son, the Uman's son, we can very well say that they're speaking the truth. Hi, but the son of a Gazlan is worthless. Afagav the Oidi. Even if it is true. If in fact the owner had once admitted to the Gazlan, what does it mean much? Afagav the Oidi nami lei mehemen. He has no ne'amanas. You know why? Because Rav Kahana, as Rav Kahana says, Dar Rav Kahana, ilav da oidi lei, because we know full and well this fellow was intimidated. If he wouldn't go and admit to the Gazlan, have a mamti lei, he would go and throw him into the have a mamti lei lochamri. He would take him and his donkey and give it away to the authorities, l'shachar to the authorities. Basically, get him to major trouble. So he was intimidated by the Gazlan. Admitting to a Gazlan doesn't amount to much. Amar Rabbi, you should know. Pa'amim shafilu ben b'nei shel Gazlan nami in the chazaka. So the son of a Gazlan doesn't have much of a claim because he's basing it on his father. But the grandson of a Gazlan, you know, he can have chazaka theoretically because he can say that that I got it from my father, who wasn't really the Gazlan, he was the son of the Gazlan. And if that's the case, he doesn't have to explain how his father got it, right? Because his father could have just could maybe just you know have a valid claim that he bought it from the owner. So the grandson of a Gazlan theoretically has a valid claim of ownership, but there are times where it's not so. Pa'amim shafilu ben b'noi shel Gazlan nami in the chazaka. There could be a situation that even the grandson of a Gazlan does not have a chazaka. You know how? When he relates back to his grandfather. His claim is, look, I got it from my grandfather, the Gazlan. So it doesn't amount to much, because we know a Gazlan has no chazaka. Okay, let's just define this Gazlan over here that doesn't have chazaka. We're speaking that he's known to have taken this specific field, big Gazlanus, through robbing it. So, he has no chazaka on that. Rav Chizdama has another definition of the term Gazlan in this context. Could go in the base plainly. For instance, such and such family, Shehargan, who are known to be violent, intimidating people, Shehargan of Fashis, Aliske Mama, they kill people to rob them. So Rosh Bam says it's not really a machlekes. In fact, we paskin, we adopt both definitions. Either way, a Gazlan, whether it's, he's known to have stolen this specific field, or overall they're known to be violent people, they have no ability to claim, right, ownership. Tan Rabbam, Uman ein lechazaka. Okay, so we just said Uman has no chazaka, but Yard Mum Nusay, let's say he retired. He's no longer a tailor, now he has a suit in his closet. Yesh lechazaka. So he's back to normal. He can claim ownership based on possession. Oris ein lechazaka, likewise, an Oris has no chazaka, but once he leaves his job, Yard Marisusay, Yesh lechazaka. Ben Shechalak, right, we let the Mishnah. A son cannot claim ownership on his father's assets, but ben shechalak. Let's say, the son, went separate ways from the father. Right, he's doing his own thing now. Ben shechalak, v'isha shin zgarsha, or a wife who got divorced. So they're like perfect strangers. So harayin kishar kolodim, they have a right to claim ownership like anybody else can, because they're no longer associated with this property. Asks the Gemara, bishlo ben shechalak. I understand the point of the first halacha, istrich. There's a chiddush, there's a lesson. Perhaps I would say, even if the son is doing his own thing, achuli achal gabei, so maybe he still cannot claim ownership by virtue of his possession, because maybe the father is, it's still his son, so he's allowing him to be in possession of this property or whatever and eat the pay raise. He's meichel tim, so it doesn't mean ownership. Right? That's what I would think. The Chiddush is no. He wouldn't allow his son to just take over the entire field for so long. So obviously he's the owner. El Isha Shin is Garsha Pshita. But the second point, isn't that an obvious point of the Isha? Is divorced. Of course, they dislike each other. Why would, what would justify the former husband allowing the ex-wife to, run the business. The answer is like this. We're speaking of Mugureshes and Mugureshes. That there was some uncertainty in terms of the get process. He threw her the get. We're not sure if it landed close to her or close to him. So in that case, it's a suffix. And the halacha is, that he has to still maintain mizaynis. He has to keep on supporting her. Ukud Rav Zeira, as Rav Zeira says, the Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Yirma Ba'aba, Amar Rav Shmuel, Kol Makam She'amar Chacham, Megureshes and Megureshes. Whenever Chacham determined that we apply this formula, Megureshes and Megureshes, what does that mean? That it's a suffix, and therefore Baal Chayiv Mizaynis Seil, the husband's last to support her. So there would be room to think that perhaps that's why he's letting her sit on the property and, take the crop from Mizaynis. So, you know, it's not so different than regular Isha, and she cannot claim ownership by virtue of her possession. The answer is no. Because the fact is, they're not really married anymore, and the fact is, he's barely cooperating. You know, if anything, you know, the Bezdin will force him to give her something, but he's not going to just, you know, grant her the rights to the entire field and access to the entire property. And if she does have access, that's a raya for Chazak. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna. Rav Nachman is quoting Huna, Rav Huna. Kulan Sheviu Raya, Rayasan Raya. In all these cases that we spoke about, you know, people who don't have chazaka, uman, a shutaf, an aris, right? But let's say they brought a raya. They have edim, they have witnesses that they purchased the property, or they have a shtar, a formal document as such. Rayasan raya, we treat it as a valid claim, as a valid proof. Umamidin sod biyad gazlam. Umamidin sod biyadan. And in fact, they retain possession of the property. But Gazlan, a robber, he has no claim whatsoever. Shehevi Raya, even if he has a Raya, that he bought the field, that means nothing. Ein Raya San Raya, Ein Raya San Raya, his proof is nothing. Ve'ein Ma'midin Sad V'yadim, we don't allow him to keep the field. Why? Because, he manipulated the owner to do this for him, right? He blackmailed him to writing him a shtar, etc. So it doesn't mean much. Even if he has a document, he's known to be a gazlan. Mike Mashman, what's the point of, what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? Don't we already know that from Mishnah in Meseches Gittin? That anything that's done via blackmail is meaningless. Tanina, we have a Mishnah, Lokach Mesekrikim. Sekrikim were these violent goyim who used to rob, who used to threaten, bodily threaten landowners and take their fields away. So suppose the Sekrikin robbed the field from a Yisrael, and now another person, a customer, approaches the Sekrikin and buys it off him, right? V'chaza v'lokach balabayis, and then he goes back to the true landowner, the Yisrael who's really only the owner of the property, and goes back to him and gets him to write him a document to confirm the sale. Mikhay batal, this sale is null and void, because the fact is, the only reason why the Yisrael, the owner, cooperated and handed him a shtar is because he was afraid of the gazlan. If he's not cooperate, the guy's going to come back to him and threaten him again. So you have to play along. Okay, so we already know this halacha, that anything done through blackmail is worthless. Says the Gemara, the chiddush of Rav Huna over here is like this. La fuki mi de Rav. Rav Huna here is trying to dispute Rav's halacha, who sets limitations to the halacha of the blackmail process being null and void. There are limitations, there are restrictions. The Amar Rav, Rav says, Leishonu, when do we say in the Mishnah that the sale is null and void? Ela the Amar Leichazek Ekni, when the real owner, the Yiddish owner, the victim of this robbery, instructed the new owner, the Yisrael, who bought it from the robber, to be Mechazak, go take it. Right? So if that's all he said verbally, he authorized him to take it. It doesn't mean much, he was just, you know, intimidated into doing so. Aval b'shtar kana, but let's say he has a true shtar. Yisrael actually, you know, gave him, handed him a formal document of ownership. Then, that's, you know, that's going a bit too far. And, if he wouldn't mean it seriously, he would not have given him a shtar. So that's what Rav says. Comes Rav Huna, and our sugin says, no, there's no difference. Either way, we assume he's being intimidated, blackmailed, afraid for his life, whether he just conceded, whether he gave him a shtar, doesn't mean much in terms of real transfer of ownership. Kamashmon the Chiddush Rav Huna is, because Shmuel says, Damar, who Shmuel says, Af b'shtar namel kana, even if the owner gave a shtar to this new fellow, he's not kana. Ashi yichtav achreich nechasim. Unless within the shtar he included the achrayis clause. Achrayis means that he's warranting the deal. that if something happens, if he loses the property, he's going to reimburse him. Well, he wouldn't do that if he wasn't really serious about the sale, right? You know, he's not afraid of the robber in terms of adding this point, because the robber is not compelling him to add this extra warranty deal. So the fact that he went all that far, all out, to give him this extra assurance indicates that he's truly transferring the property. Okay? So Rav Nachman quoted Rav Huna, a purchase via blackmail is worthless, even if there was a star involved. Rav Bivi Masayim Babashmeda Rav Nachman. But now we have another point. Rav Bivi presented another point that Rav Nachman added to this halacha. Mishmed Rav Nachman, Karka Ein Loi Avo Mois Yesh Loi, that he's still entitled to get his money back. So let's say a gazlan is claiming ownership, right? That was a story. A gazlan shehebi raya, right? Ein raya sa raya. A gazlan is known to be a robber, a violent fellow. He's claiming to be a balim, and he has a raya, has a star. It doesn't mean anything. But let's say he can prove that he actually paid for the property. I mean, I paid for it. Okay, you don't want to give me the property, but at least reimburse me the money. Ava Mois Yeshla is entitled to get reimbursed, refunded for the money that he paid. But when do we say that he's entitled to get his money back? When he can bring proof, he can bring witnesses that saw him handing the money, counting the money to the owner, handing him actual money. So here we say that he's entitled to his money back. But if the Edom didn't actually personally witness the handing of the money, rather, all they're saying is that the owner admitted, in front of us, he admitted to the gazlan that he got the money, or he wrote it in a shtar, right? That, you know, I'm writing that I got money from him. It doesn't mean anything. Lawyer. So then the gazlan is not entitled to a refund, because maybe this whole thing was manipulated. Maybe he never gave him a penny. He's just doing it out of fear. Loy, because Rav Kahana, the Amar Rav Kahana says, we said before, Ilav da Oidi Leiv, he's not going to admit to the gazlan, he's not going to cooperate, so he's going to lose everything. He's going to end up in jail. Havamam Tilei, L'Didei, L'Chamrei, L'Shachra, this gazlan is going to arrange for him and his possessions to end up, you know, in jail. So, of course he's cooperating, but it doesn't really mean much. Okay, let's just summarize today's daf. Uman has no chazaka, but his son does. Aris has no chazaka, his son does. A gazlan has no chazaka, but his son doesn't either, because he's basing it on his father. And the Gemara explained, we're speaking that the Edom, there were Edom that are coming along and telling us that the owner admitted, conceded to these people. So by a gazlan, we don't take it as fact, we don't take it for granted, because he's just doing it out of fear. And all these are only applicable while the woman is on the job, the Oris is on the job, etc. Once he goes his own separate way, then he reverts to, ordinary halacha, ordinary status, considered like a regular person. A gazlan, even with a raya, cannot assume ownership of a property. And in terms of getting his money back, well, it depends if we have verification of money paid. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.